Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2, Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
Yes, the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, Radio Time. Tune in. We're also at 89.5 WHRV, HD2, Alt Radio. And, you know, we like to do live acoustic sessions on this show because we're live, you know. And joining us here in the studio this morning is going to be Gratiot Lake Road. It's all sponsored by Carol Butler, owner of Pembroke Titles, specializing in residential and commercial closings. Pembroke Title is your real estate resource, and ask about their military discount. Ben and Emily Jensen are back on our show. How are you this morning?
Hey, good. Thanks for having us.
Oh, well, thank you for coming in on so early a Sunday morning. What would you guys like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
This first song is off our last album. It's called Drive Like Maniacs.
Excellent. Here is Gratiot Lake Road here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Don't sleep at night, we just drive like maniacs, maniacs. But we sleep all day and rot away in our bed sheets. And shameful childhoods, we all live with the worst of regrets. We're not asking for forgiveness, just that everyone would forget everything we've ever done. Everything we've ever done. We've all cloven hooves and we live like animals, animals, and rightly so. For the world is full of creatures much worse than ourselves. So I will stay indoors till I'm sure that it's safe out there. This home's so full of all my thoughts, someday they're sure to scare me out. But I'm holding out till then. Yes, I'm holding out till then. We've got stars for eyes, we don't see where we're going to or coming from. So we hurt the ones we love the most, and we're never quite sure why we do the things we do. I've always tried to make it right, but it always seems to make it worse. It only seems to make it worse. It only seems to make it worse.
Wow. Hunter at Sunrise. Wow, what a way to begin. Gratiot Lake Road here on Hunter at Sunrise this morning. And we might mention we're doing a Facebook Live right now. So if you see it come up in your feed, go ahead and share it with your friends so they can see it as well on Facebook. How are you guys this morning?
We're good. A little bit
doing
sleepy,
pretty good.
I guess.
A little bit sleepy.
As always.
Were you playing last night or just stayed up
we
late?
We went to bed early.
Normally sleep in later than this.
You sleep in later than this on a Sunday? Imagine that.
Yeah.
Imagine that. So what's been going on with you guys?
Well, we had a busy summer. We spent a week up in Michigan recording a new album at Willis Sound.
We went to a studio for the first time.
Yeah, it was our first time.
Anything else we've done ourselves.
Really?
Except our first one. Nope, that was somebody else. But it was students.
Okay.
First time in a real studio.
Yeah.
The last record you did was all by yourself?
That was all Ben.
I was in our apartment. Yep.
Wow. That's really quite amazing.
It was a lot of work.
Well, it was very nicely done, I must say. I thought it was a studio album.
No. Yeah, I was talking with our bassist while we were up there this summer. He called it my Brian Wilson moment. I kind of went a little crazy there.
Oh, interesting.
A little bit too intense, but
well,
it is what it is.
What is there? What's the big difference besides just the locale? Is there something different about making an album when you're not doing it in your living room and you're doing it in a studio?
Yes.
Yes.
I bet. Like, it's interesting to have an extra set of ears on it, I guess.
Oh, that's
yeah,
the
that's
best part.
Part of it. And Jim Roll, the guy who recorded us, has recorded a bunch of albums of bands that we know and love in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just, like, super professional and knew what he was doing with everything. So it went really smoothly.
It was a lot different from our end, too, because
yeah.
Before we would just, like, set up some microphones and be like, let's just play whatever happens to come to our mind. And then... But when we were in the studio, it's like we're paying this guy a bunch of money, so we got to like be practiced. And this song has to be like perfect on day one, so we're not just like noodling around for hours in the studio.
So you want to be first take only,
yep.
I would think.
Right.
That was the goal.
So when do you think this record might be out? Just ballpark.
Probably late spring, early summer, if I had to guess.
Yeah.
It's still in the mixing phase right now, so it still has to get mastered and printed and everything. And we have to schedule a release show and everything.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a ways off still.
Yeah. Do you have a working title for it yet?
No.
No?
Yeah, we have some ideas, but I don't want to spoil it by naming one.
Do you think it'll be named after one of the tracks that you're recording? Or
possibly.
That's one of our ideas, yeah. Uh-huh.
That's one of your ideas.
Yep.
Well, I really appreciate you coming in here today. You've been working on a lot of new music, huh? Has it been written here in Virginia or in Michigan?
Most of it's been written here. Some of them are songs that we wrote just before we moved here a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So they're, you know, a little older. People who've heard us live have heard them before. There's a couple that are pretty much brand new as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I saw that you guys are one of the headliners this year for the Aiken and Friends Festival up in Smithfield.
Yeah.
We are. Yeah, we're pumped for that. That's going to be a good time.
It's interesting that the first time you went there, you were the winner of a contest to go there.
We
and
were,
now you
yep.
return one of the big names that are playing there.
Uh-huh.
Man, you're coming up. You're coming up in the world. That's good. you're improving. That means you're almost there.
We're almost there.
Almost made it.
Almost made it. What else would you like to play for us here? This is Gratiot Lake Road, by the way, if you're just tuning in. And we are Facebook Living, as I mentioned, so share it with your friends on Facebook.
This is a new one. It doesn't have a name.
It does not have a name. Now, someone else was on our show doing this. Who was that? It was Brandon Bauer. He played about two or three songs he had no name for.
Sometimes it's really hard to name songs. I don't know why. It's just like a struggle. Yeah.
He had me naming his songs for him.
That's a good idea.
It was kind of interesting. But anyway, well, this is a song with no name on Gratiot Lake Road here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Fighting a losing battle with death. Everyone does, some easier than others. Just want to know if I'm loved or alone. Or if my life means anything before I go.
There's a spider on my window. She's been there all day. And the way she creates is more beautiful than anything I've ever made. She never needs or wants for love or for purpose. She just is and dies and never wonders if she deserves it.
Wow. Hunter at Sunrise here with Gracia at Lake Road. I must tell you, you guys are the king and queen of spare arrangements.
Yeah, that's accurate.
It's amazing how you become spellbound by the way you guys play your instruments. It's very interesting, especially when they're strumming that banjo like that. Suddenly you're like going, whoa. I can tell that you guys spend a lot of time in Michigan. Snow is in a lot of your songs.
Yeah.
And it really does snow there during Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it usually starts in October and ends in May.
Really, it just keeps coming.
Yeah.
Yep.
It never really melts.
No.
It takes a while, yeah. Yeah.
Well, it must be interesting, and it must be interesting to write songs there and write songs here. It's just so different as far as the weather is concerned, at least.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot more sun here.
It's so much happier here.
Yeah. I don't know that our songs got any happier when we moved here, though.
Just adds more contrast. Up there, it's just kind of like normal, you know? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Everyone's
sadness.
Just seasonally depressed.
We get it.
Well, I think there's a happy song in you guys somewhere. I'm not. Right. I believe there will be. But so how many tracks have you got laid down so far in the new record?
So we recorded 9, and I think we're going to maybe cut a couple and put out an EP and then maybe go back next summer and do a couple more and then put the remaining on a second EP.
That's
kind of what we're thinking.
Well, a lot of people are doing that these days, I've noticed. And a lot of them are just putting out CD singles just to keep their name out there and keep their music out there. It's kind of interesting. Yeah,
Singles are coming back.
Singles are coming back. It's interesting. And sometimes that's all they put out are singles, and you don't see a record anymore. I think it's all because of these digital downloads. You can download different songs now, and a lot of people are going for songs over long records. But I think it's kind of cool. It's kind of cool that you guys are going to put out 2 records as opposed to 1. That will keep it going for a while.
Yeah, we decided maybe it's not the greatest strategy, like put out 1 album like every 4 years and then just like disappear.
Yeah.
And then, like do 1 4 years later and disappear. Trying to keep up the pace a little bit.
It has been about 4 years since you guys put out that record. And
I think so.
What has been taking you so long?
We're just really slow. I don't know how to go faster. This is how we know. Used to the slow winter kind of like dreary pace of life. Maybe now that we're here, we'll speed up a little bit.
Well, what else would you like to play? We're talking with Grashy at Lake Road, by the way. What else would you like to play for us here?
So this last song is a new one, and I think we're going to call it The Pennsylvania Turnpike.
Was this written when you guys were stuck on the Pennsylvania Turnpike?
It's happened before.
It's happened to many a person.
Why?
Okay, here's Grashy at Lake Road here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Pennsylvania Turnpike is an animal graveyard. It's a sea of semis. It's a troubled ride home. Well, I slept through Ohio, woke up in Michigan, Midwest Rust Belt, hallowed ground. And isn't it funny how things change? It's even stranger how they don't. But that place knows me like nobody else. Everybody's trying to get by without it. Be a better person, save their own soul. Me, well, I'm just floating, yeah, I'm just treading water, and I'm trying to feel better about the person that I am. And I've been practicing restraint and not feeling guilty when I don't. It's hard to love yourself without some hope. My father and his brothers, they're all driving down to Texas to see the life you lived without them. Settle your estate. When he called me last night, didn't seem upset about it. Nah, he just changed the subject like he never knew your name. Isn't it funny how things change? It's even stranger how they don't. But you can't love someone that you don't know. Pennsylvania Turnpike is a mess of steel and rubber. It's got stretching now before me. It's a long way from home. Now I've been trying to relax, trying to keep my eyes open, but I've never cared for holding out on home. No, I've never cared too much for going home.
Hunter at Sunrise here with Gratiot Lake Road, ending with a flourish, I would say. that's for sure. And I'll tell you what, that bordered on a happy song.
Yeah,
I think it's getting there. We're almost there. We're almost there.
Certainly more more upbeat.
We got the rhythm up. Now we just need to get the lyrics up.
Just don't listen too closely.
Well, once again, you're going to be playing at the Aiken and Friends Fest this year. I think it's on September 30th, is it not?
Up in
Smithfield?
Yep, it's at the Smithfield Little Theater on September 30th, and it starts at 3 p.m. I'm not sure when we play, but everybody should just go to the whole thing.
Yeah, they got a lot of great people playing. Like Louis McGee, I think, is playing it this year.
I think so. We're also playing September 9th, coming up here at the Hampton Tap House, with a couple local bands, Ugliography and Tornado Bait. So that's going to be a fun, interesting show. And then we're also playing early in October on the 7th and 8th at the Newport News Fall Festival at Newport News Park.
Excellent.
So lots of opportunities to
I'm glad to see you came prepared.
We have a little note card with
you
everything.
Have a little notepad. Yep. She has cue cards, everything.
This whole thing has just been off cue cards. This whole
everything. Everything's been off cue cards.
We don't even know these songs. We've never played them before.
Just reading off the cue card. We're just like, all right.
Who wrote this stuff? This is interesting. Well, thank you guys so much for coming down here today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
Ben and Emily Jensen and Gratiot Lake Road. And I wish you luck with your new record or records. It would be nice to have records, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.